maritime nation with a long history of fishing, surrounded by the richest fishing grounds in all of Western Europe, that we haven't seen it fit to have a standalone committee that can focus on all matters fisheries and maritime. And I think if you look into that deeply, it mirrors the fact of how, as a nation, we have let fishing and marine matters slip. And if you look at the Eurostat figures, 20 years ago, we were in the top three fishing and maritime nations of the EU. Today, we're second from the bottom. So this scrutiny that this committee will give, along with a dedicated Minister for Fisheries and Marine, Timmy Dooley, and there's more interest now than ever before in matters fishing and marine. So it's critical that this committee now meets, and in fairness, it took a lot of lobbying in order to get the committee established, because, as I said, it's 20 years since we had this degree of focus. So all these steps will add to the basis in which we can build back better for the entire fishing communities right around our coast. Because it's one thing that's forgotten, there's still over 16,000 jobs dependent on a thriving fishing and maritime industry in this country.
It's important that that conversation has had. This part of the country is well aware of the challenges faced by the industry, but to bring it to a national level would be very, very important.
It's critical. And that was one of the weaknesses that I have seen when I was both in politics and then more recently in the public services, now that I'm a representative of the fishing industry. There was always a kind of reluctance to put fishing forward, even from the sectoral representatives. And we've allowed that slippage to occur. And over the last 20 years that I've been really looking into fishing, it's, you know, we didn't do ourselves any favours allowing this to happen, that we hadn't a dedicated Minister for Fisheries in 14 years, or we hadn't a committee that can give the necessary scrutiny and oversight into all things from the state agencies to the functioning of the department, the budget and spend and the policy and the legislative scrutiny that's necessary.